today that meant, and because we only had one day for our dev room, that meant that we only had a couple of slots available for regular talks. So it was very difficult to have a regular talk this time in our dev room. One of the talks that we did accept is the upcoming one, which is on a topic that I think that many, many of us are very concerned about and is very important for our community. I'm really excited to introduce Ben Lindbergh, who's going to give us an update on this very important topic.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here today. Can you all hear me? Perfect. So I want to, let's see. How do I move to the next one?
Don't shout, because if we can't hear you on the mic, then it's not, the recording won't come up.
Gotcha. What we're going to be talking about today is I'm going to give you as quickly as possible an overview of who is arguing what, or what we think that they're going to be arguing, sort of the overview of what's going on in the case, who's arguing what, the various positions that are being advanced, and then I'd like to just tie up with a few thoughts about how this might affect free and open source software. So the first thing is I'm going to assume that this is where we are. Right now, Google has filed its brief. All the amicus briefs, they're called, friend of the court briefs, either in favor of Google or in support of neither party have been filed. Coming up very soon, we're going to have Oracle's brief, and a week later, the briefs in favoring Oracle. Things have been set for arguments on March 24th, and then probably by June we'll have a decision. No matter what happens, this is probably going to affect the way all of our free and open source software licenses are interpreted. So a couple key concepts. I'm assuming that most people are going to be familiar with the ideas of fair use, of copyrightability. I've highlighted up here sort of the two key concepts and one key case that is really going to form the basis for what a lot of people are talking about. This first is this idea of copyrightability. Copyright covers creative expression. However, the same copyright statute says that it doesn't cover ideas, systems, methods of operation, functional things like that. So the big question is, are the declarations and the structure, sequence, and organization, the SSO of those, is that functional? Is that creative? How does that tie into the copyright statute? The second idea is fair use. Sometimes even things that would otherwise be infringing are allowed because it advances a larger societal purpose. In the case of Oracle v. Google, we're talking a lot about interoperability, we're talking about competition.